FM 104 presents Quid Games with Graham and Nathan. There's only one rule. Survive. 104 contenders battle it out to win a staggering 20,000 euro. The clock is ticking. The pressure is on. FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan. Keep listening from Monday for your chance to win 20,000 euro. The games have begun. FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan. Are you up for the challenge?
It is the radio competition that everyone wants to be a part of because there's 20,000 euro on the line. 104 contestants will battle it out in a series of games on the 2nd of March.
We're holding a live event there, and 104 people will be whittled down to one who will win a guaranteed 20k. We are looking for contestant number 7 right now. We have two players on the line who will battle it out in a game of heads or tails, the first game to get them through. We'll start with Jane. Jane, how much would you like to win 20,000 euro?
Oh, so much. I could go towards a deposit for a house, so yeah.
Oh, are you currently in the market to buy a house?
Not currently. We're renting at the moment, and you know yourself how hard it is out there.
Yeah, so the 20 grand would definitely accelerate your process of getting into your own home.
Absolutely.
What about you, Emily? What's your story? What would you do with the 20,000 euro?
Well, I wouldn't split it with my sister that's on the other side of the line anyway.
Oh!
Are you joking me? Are you sisters?
Oh, yeah. This is amazing!
Oh,
this is brilliant!
Oh, are you together right now?
No.
Oh my God, this is just picked at random!
That's why I'm absolutely cracked up.
Emily, when you heard Jane's voice, what were you like?
I knew she was texting me, and she was like, "No, they haven't even seen my message on WhatsApp. We're WhatsApping each other."
Oh my God. Wow. So
the battle of the sisters.
Oh, this is good. All right.
So you might get an argument on this one.
Oh, this is amazing.
Right. Well, Jane and Emily, sisters.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're going to put 20 seconds on the clock.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Okay.
And we're going to have a game of heads and tails. You have to figure out who is heads and who is tails. If you don't come to a decision at the end of the 20 seconds, nobody gets through. But if you do, we'll flip the coin and whoever wins, wins. So, if you are ready, Jane and Emily, over to you.
I'm going to go heads. You said tails earlier on. You can stick with that.
Yeah, well, I'm always with tails, so they're not getting the argument, unfortunately. We're not the same person at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go tails.
All heads then.
All right, so just to confirm, Jane, you're going to go with tails.
Yeah.
And Emily, you're going to go with heads.
Yeah.
All right, this is feisty.
Okay. Best of luck.
Let's play another round of heads or tails. Will it be heads or will it be tails? You decide.
Best of luck. I'm going to flip the coin. It will land on the desk. I can tell you that it is heads.
Oh, Emily! Emily, you are contestant number 7, one step closer to winning 20,000 euro. Is there anything you want to say to your sister, Jane?
I'm sorry, but I will, of course, give you bits of it if I do win. I'm not that bad.
It's fine, Emily. You've never beaten me and Etten in my life before, so I have to come
down. Well, you know what? If it's going to be something, I'm glad it's going to be 20K, hopefully.
Well, look, Jane, we are recruiting.
Gloves off now, guys. Yeah. Gloves off.
Right. Okay.
So we have a game we're playing called Higher or Lower. Kieran, you're on line 1, so you get to go first. It's a number between 1 and 500.
You know,
you know how it works. Yeah, Kieran, go for it.
Yeah, go
156.
Higher or lower, you decide.
156. It is lower than 156. So, Shauna.
75.
Ooh.
It's higher than 75.
Kieran, back to you.
95.
It's higher than 95. Do you like my scary voice?
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's higher than 95.
I don't know how I feel about it. Okay, Shauna?
134.
It's lower than 134. I've dropped the scary voice. It's lower than 134.
122.
It's lower than 122. Back to you, Shauna.
112.
It's lower than 112.
107.
It's higher than 107. We are getting close.
109.
It's higher than 109.
Oh, it's anybody's game now.
111.
It is 111. Kieran, you are a contender now. You're going through to FNF4's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan, and you will go through to the live event.
Well done, Sean.
The games have begun, and we have our first qualifiers.
Yes, it is 142.
Correct and right.
I will, of course, give you bits of it if I do win. I'm not that bad.
It's fine, Emily. You've never beaten me and Etten in my life before.
Jordan, if you won 20 grand, what would you spend the money on?
Oh, guys, I don't even know. I think I'd get a new car and go straight on holiday.
We will see you on March 2nd.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Emma from Finglas, congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
104 contenders battle it out to win a staggering €20,000. Keep listening from Monday to the Strawberry Alarm Clock, the 10 to 3 show with Tara Murray and Graham and Nathan for your chance to qualify. FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan.
So it happened on Saturday. 104 people rocked up to the Helix. They were nervous. They were afraid because one of them was going to win €20,000.
We needed to get 104 people down to just one across seven rounds, and then that one person would win €20,000. But how did we get there? Well, let's take it one round at a time. This is what happened in round one.
Before we reveal the first round, I have one question. Are all 104 of you up for the challenge? Yeah. Let's reveal round one of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan.
Attention, all players. Please gather at the back of the room facing the stage. Round one of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan is rock, paper, scissors. When your number is called, please step forward into the center of the room.
You will then can players one and two please approach the game zone?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, beat scissors. Player two, you have been eliminated. Please leave the games room. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock beat scissors. Player 41, you have been eliminated. Please leave
paper beats
the games
rock.
Room. Player 85, you have been eliminated. Please leave the games room.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's all good, yeah. Hopefully the person that bet me goes on to win it, so it's all good, yeah. Yeah, but it's a bit of crack to be here, so I don't mind, you know. As soon as you go up and start playing, your hand starts going like that. And I've been more nervous for the game of rock, scissors, paper in my life.
You can imagine a big hall, dark, it's all dark, and then spotlight on the two that are playing the game, so it's a lot of pressure.
The tension's high, though. Like, it's seriously high, but I really enjoyed it.
How are you feeling? Are you devastated?
Yeah, especially because the boyfriend bet me. We play rock, paper, scissors over everything every day, and I beat him every time.
Congratulations. There is now only 52 players left. So far, so good.
You're all one step closer to winning 20,000 euro. We will now ask you to leave the games room and return to the space. But remember, the clock is ticking.
And that was round one. I kind of have
goosebumps.
But we had to get 52 down to 26 in round two.
Attention, all players. Round two of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan is TikTok. In pairs, players will move to the centre of the room. Players will be given stopwatches and then blindfolded. On the start cue, players must start their stopwatch. Once a player thinks they have reached 104 seconds, they must stop their stopwatch.
Can the soldiers please bring up the next two players?
Please start your stopwatches in 3, 2, 1. Can players 4 and 9 please remove their blindfold? Player 4, you have been eliminated. Please leave the games room. Player 45, you've been eliminated. Please leave the games room.
Gutted, absolutely gutted, yeah. Yeah, it was the most nerve-wracking thing ever, but look, we did it, and such a good prize. My heart is still pounding out my chest, to be honest. Yeah, it's really intense.
You and one other person were blindfolded with a stopwatch, and you had to stop it after 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm gutted now. Gutted that I couldn't complete it, you know, that kind of way. But
what happened?
I pressed the button early. Me little trigger finger pressed it.
You can all now take a nice deep breath. Congratulations. 52 players have now been whittled down to 26 players. You're all very close.
Round three, and this is what happened in round three.
You are 5 rounds away from winning that massive jackpot. Before we reveal what round three is, Nathan is going to have a little word with some of you.
Let's get a vibe. Let's see how people are feeling. Player 63, who do you think is the weakest player here?
Everyone that isn't me.
Player 7, have you made friends with anyone?
Yeah, kind of. I guess my sister's my friend as well.
Is your sister still in it?
My sister is still in it.
Put your hands up. Who is player 7's sister? Player 35, if you win the 20,000 euro, will you share it with your sister?
Yeah, I'll also share it with my boyfriend who got eliminated in rock, paper, scissors.
All right, back to Graham.
Thank you very much, Nathan. You've all played a fantastic game so far. One of you played the perfect game in TikTok. Player number 91, you were the only player to get exactly 30 seconds on the stopwatch. But will you be as lucky in round three?
Round three of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan is the lineup. Players, please form an orderly line from spot 1 to spot 26. You have 10 minutes to decide the order of players. If players are not on a number before the time is up, you will be eliminated. Are the odds against you? The timer starts now.
Tense. Oh, it was very intense. There was arguments going on.
There was arguments because at the beginning we all had to pick a number to stand at, and we all thought there was a thing too, as in, you know, higher to lower numbers, tallest to smallest, and it wasn't. It was just, it was based on you at that number. Do you want that number?
Extremely tense. The lights, the music, even Graham and Nathan not saying anything. Like, yeah, it is quite tense.
Can you raise your hand if you are happy where you are? Can all odd numbers please step forward? In the rules of the game, you were asked, are the odds against you? Unfortunately, they were. You have been eliminated. Can all evens please make your way directly to the space.
So Graham is correct. You have all been eliminated. However, one of you will proceed to the next round.
And it came around then with a deck of cards and got us all to pick one card. And if the card had a joker on it, you were saved. So fortunately for me, I had the joker card, so I got to fight for the next round.
Player 23, please reveal your card. Congratulations, player 23. You have made it to the next round.
Player 60, player 5.
It's great to have the extra life line now to go on to the with the last 14 people. Like.
For the tension.
Half that. Let's find out what round 4 was.
26 became 14. And now you are 4 rounds from €20,000.
The last round, player 65 got very heated. Why didn't you want to move?
I don't know. It just the argument they were making didn't make any sense to me, and I was adamant that I was staying somewhere in the middle, and I didn't want everyone to start changing and everything. And I have a very competitive edge, and I started to come out there. So I'm calmer now, though.
Player 15, you too did not want to move places in the last round.
No.
Why not?
Nobody had a clue what the game was, so we were all in the same spot, so we might as well just stay here and let it play out. It's all a game of chance at the end of the day.
Player 23, you thought you were out. How does it feel to get a second chance?
It feels great now. Just the nerves are shot, so hopefully the next game has a chair and sit down.
Round 4 of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan is Heads or Tails. This is a team game. All players will form 2 groups of 7. You will have 30 seconds to decide who gets heads and who gets tails. Then we will flip the coin. The team with the most wins after the 7 games will go through to the next round.
Players, can the first 2 players please approach the game zone?
76, are you happy with heads? 15, are you happy with tails? Tails. 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 2 all.
We were doing quite well, our team, and then it was tails a couple times in a row, and then there's the, you know, the psychology thing comes into it. Oh, the heads has to come up soon.
Tails. Heads. 3 all. Heads. Can the losing team please exit the game?
Absolutely devastated. Devastated. Going heads or tails as well.
Yeah, so intense. It's literally just one pool of light that everybody's stepping into, like, and it really adds to it. But that is good. It was very good, I have to say. Very much enjoyed it.
Congratulations! 14 players have now been whittled down to 7.
We're going to ask you to leave the games room, return to the space as we prepare for the next round. But remember, you must keep making connections.
Wow.
Come on.
Tails. And now we're going to hear what round 5 was with only 7 players left.
Player 63, Graham said it's important to form a connection. What do you think he means by that?
I think it could be a game of Connect 4.
If it is Connect 4, are you good at it?
I didn't think I'd get here, so I'm going to just positive thinking all the way.
And what would you spend the €20,000 on?
I'd put it towards surrogacy.
Back to Graham.
Round 5 of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan is Connect 4. Please fall into pairs. You must face the contender you pair with. You have 30 seconds. The timer starts now.
Player 35, you are not in a pair. What do you think that means?
I could go one of 2 ways. I could be through to the next round automatically, or I could be eliminated.
Player 35, you are not in a pair, and unfortunately you will not be playing Connect 4. But fortunately for you, you have made it through to the semi-final. Please leave the games room and go directly to the space.
I've watched enough of game shows and everything to kind of take a risk, and I decided to step back, let everyone else get into their pair, and I got through because I was by myself, so it was great.
And you have your sister.
Here as well.
And my boyfriend, yeah.
So basically, if you win, everyone wins.
Yeah.
Player 40, you have won Connect Four, and you make it. Player 63, you have made it to the next round. Congratulations. Player 23, you have won Connect Four. You make it on to the next round. Player 104, I'm afraid you've been eliminated.
I think it gets worse to kind of go out the closer you get, but everybody who's in it and what they want to use the money for, like, everybody's really deserving, and I wish them the best luck.
Oh my God.
But how did we get four to just two for the final? Let's find out what round six was.
Congratulations to our final four, our fantastic four. You are two rounds away from 20,000 euro.
Player 63, you said in the last round if you won the 20,000 euro, you would use it for surrogacy. What would it mean to you?
I'm actually going to start getting upset, but everything. Absolutely everything.
Player 35, it's been a long day. Is it what you imagined it would be?
No, I didn't think it would be as stressful as it's been or as daunting, but I've had fun.
Player 40, yeah. What do you want to spend the 20,000 euro on if you win?
Probably give back to my parents for all they've done for me. Go on all a holiday together or something.
And player 23, you obviously got very lucky with the Joker.
Yeah, no, I'm still blessed to be here, so excited now. Nervous, a lot of emotions throughout the day.
It is time now to reveal our semi-final round.
Round six of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan is What's in the Box? Please face the stage. One by one, in ascending order of the players' numbers, you will select a box. Two boxes will see you eliminated from the competition, and two will get you through to the next round.
Player 23, would you like to pick your box, stand behind player 35, choose a box. Can player 40, please choose their box and stand behind. And can player 63 stand behind the
box?
We're
going to ask you one by one to open your box. Player 63, please open your box. Player 63, I'm sorry, you've been eliminated. I'm going to ask you to leave.
Player 35, can you please open your box? Player 35, congratulations, you have made it to the final. Player 40, congratulations, you have made it to the final.
I don't know, I just thought it was going to come through, you know what I mean? I'm delighted they're all in there, so I just thought my dream would become a bit closer to reality, but obviously not.
Do you know, I had a good day, a bit disappointed to go out and the last four people, like, so I made it to the semi-finals, like, I can still say that. And it's
player 35 and player 40, you are our two finalists of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan, where very soon one of you will be winning 20,000 euro. We're going to ask you to leave the games room and return to the space as we prepare the final, but remember, you've come so far, please do not let it all come tumbling down now.
And our final two of 35 and 40 entered the games room one last time to face off in the last round. One of them wins 20 grand.
Players 40 and players 35. Congratulations, you are our final two in FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan.
Player 40, you said in the last round, if you won the 20,000 euro, you'd like to give some of the money to your parents. What do your parents mean to you?
I feel, because I'm an only child, so there's three of us, so we're very close. So I'd like to give back to them and spoil them for all the years they've spoiled me.
Did they say anything to you before you headed out to the Helix?
No, well, Mam joked if I won, I could get her a new washing machine because her one's a bit dodgy, so maybe.
Player 35, your sister was also in the game.
And my boyfriend.
And your boyfriend, wow. Are you going to maybe split the money with them, or is it 20k for you?
No, we made an agreement beforehand because Emily beat me in Heads and Tails on your show. And we made an agreement that if one of us won, we'd split it between the three of us. So they're outside now waiting to know if they're richer or not.
You have reached the final round of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan. The final round is Jenga. Touching the tower with only one hand, players must...
May the final begin.
What was the kind of mental thoughts when you were playing Jenga?
If it falls, it falls. If it stays up, it stays up, I win.
I don't think I've played Jenga since I was a kid, if I'll be really honest, so the game was very competitive and very back and forth, and you could feel the suspense and everything, so...
Player 35, you have knocked over the Jenga. You have been eliminated, which means player 40, you have just won 20,000 euro!
So player 40, how are we going to spend tonight?
I'm so tired after today.
20,
I feel like
000.
It's like a dream. That's
Have you thought anything else that you spend on yourself? I know you said you're going to share it with your parents, which is such a nice thing to do, but
going
wash machine first and then?
Go on holiday. Just finishing college, so a bit of de-stress.
Okay. Player number 40, our winner of 20,000.
Well, congratulations. Euro. Amazing, amazing achievement. Do you want to give your parents a ring?
Come on, Dad.
Hello, Jen.
Hello. Guess what?
Did you get
with
it?
Yeah, I won it.
Oh, happy f***ing days, hallelujah. What a f***ing star. What? Oh, 20K.
Yeah.
F***ing brilliant.
There was our winner, player number 40.
Oh, I love the dad's reaction.
He was absolutely hilarious. And you know what we'll do on tomorrow's show? Her name is Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer is a winner. We'll give Jennifer a call and see how the last 5 days has been 20k richer and being the champion of FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan. But a massive shout out to player 35 and all the other players that came up, turned on the day. It was so nice to, so nice to meet you all. We actually didn't get to meet them.
And we were in character for a lot of the day.
So we'd like to apologise for being in character because we looked like we were very moody people.
Yeah.
We're not. We're promised that we're nice. But thanks to everybody for turning up. It was such an amazing day. And again, player 40, 20 grand richer. This is Lewis Capaldi and Strangers. It's Graham and Nathan.
FM 104's Quid Games with Graham and Nathan. 104 contenders.
Very excited, very nervous as well.
Yeah, it is a bit surreal coming in. I wasn't sure what to expect.
As long as they don't get knocked down first round, I think they'll be fine.
20,000 euro.
I don't know what they expect of it, if it's like the game or if it's a bit different.
Definitely a lot of emotions throughout the day. Like, there's definitely, it's definitely played on emotions.
One winner.
You have just won 20,000 euro!
I can't believe it. Especially as I was thinking of not coming because I was like so scared of like coming on my own or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, if I had to.
Stay listening because the winning isn't stopping anytime soon.
FM 104.